President Trump is riding one of the strongest economies in modern U.S. history, even as House Democrats move their impeachment effort into high gear this week. The government's final major economic report before a looming impeachment vote showed numbers that could hardly be better, especially from the Labor Department, with 266,000 jobs created last month. It's a story by Dave Boyer, staff writer at The Washington Times. Dave, explain.
The White House is using the strongest economy in 50 years to point out that it would be foolish to impeach President Trump right now in the midst of this boom, this middle-class boom, as the president's economic advisor calls it. Obviously, the White House and Republicans are also making the argument that the president didn't do anything wrong in this impeachment case. But they're saying, you know, less than a year before election, with the his unemployment rate at historic lows, it simply doesn't make any sense, and it actually would hurt the country to try to remove a president in these conditions.
You know, what struck me in your story was the comment by Larry Kudlow, the White House economic advisor, who said, "I don't see any end to it in terms of these rosy numbers."
That's right. And he pointed out that the Labor Department's revisions of hiring for the last 4 months have all been upward, pointing out that that's a leading economic indicator that bodes well for going into next year, into the election year. And also, I noticed that some Bloomberg economists taking the Friday jobs report lowered their forecast for unemployment through November of 2020 to average about 3.3%, which is, you know, you can go back to 1969 and it's never been that low.
Yeah. They're pointing to these jobs numbers among minority groups as well, right? Explain those.
Women, Hispanic Americans, African Americans, Asian Americans, all jobless rates, you know, under 5% or around 5%. I think women are 3.5%. They're all among historic lows. And those are, as the White House well understands, groups that are traditionally supportive of Democratic candidates. And I think that's a big factor right now in what you're seeing around the country as far as independents and voters in states where that have heavy manufacturing base in the Northeast and Midwest that are against impeachment.
We're speaking with Dave Boyer, White House correspondent at The Washington Times. His piece is called "Republicans Use Soaring Economy as Defense Against Impeachment." I guess the $64,000 question is, will it work?
Yes, that is the question. And we could have an impeachment vote in the House Judiciary Committee as early as this week. Democrats in the House seem to want to kind of get it off their plate quickly now. And I think the strong economy and the rising opposition among independent voters out there to impeachment is part of that equation.
Another comment that stood out, too, was something from Jim Cramer at CNBC, right? He said these are the best numbers of our lives. I mean, this is some,
that's right.
Like, some serious, accolades.
That's right. It's not, you had even on Friday, when the jobs numbers came out, some commentators on CNN, which is obviously not a big fan of the president, saying, you know, there's no denying these numbers are very, very good. And for Jim Cramer to say the best numbers are our lives, he's going back 50 years or more and saying the economy has never been this good.
Yeah. All right. So in the coming months, then, there's seemingly nothing on the horizon here, Dave, that somebody says, well, this could play into voters' minds as they go to the booths next November, economically speaking.
Obviously, the China trade situation is a huge unknown out there. We keep hearing that they're getting closer and closer to a deal, but a deal never seems to come, not even a phase one, relatively minor part of the deal. And, you know, there's a big question out there about how long farmers in the Midwest are going to put up with this situation and the loss of their huge market in China. So far, so good. But that could change, and I think that's one of the biggest question marks out there.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Boyer, staff writer at The Washington Times.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.